My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
This guy has got a bad history with kicking, right?
Yes.
And now he's going to... Oh, Eddie Pinera's over here.
The guy for
quick, take a knee. Let like, Eddie win.
Not just that. He said we were already in field goal range before
yes,
the
he
scram.
Did.
And at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The weaknesses of Matt Nagy as an offensive coach are coming to the forefront.
I'm less interested to find out whether or not Mitch Trubisky can become a better quarterback. More important for me to learn is how much Nagy can improve.
Yes.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mac and Parkins.
Now that they lost, when they still say, oh, it'll just take one win to get it going.
You're running out of time.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what the standings say.
But apparently, Nagy not good at math.
Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrap, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Unlimited?
Unlimited?
Unlimited!
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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you're a pro, you aren't just climbing ladders all day. You're lugging them from here to there and everywhere. So you want one that's lightweight, but it has to stand up to heavy use. The new Warner Multi-Position Pro Ladder has 5 configurations that keep you stable. From staircases to second stories, its lightweight all-in-one design makes it easy to maneuver and carry. And it's only available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save.
discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Your chance to watch Big Ten football, Ryan Field, this fall. The Cats host UMass. That's right, UMass this Saturday, 11 a.m. kick, and Minnesota next Saturday. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
And this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Area code 708, Les, are you or your producer Jordan going to see the new Star Wars movie? I'm planning to go see it. I hope so. Hey, I saw the original Star Wars movie, A New Hope. And it wasn't even called A New Hope at that point. It was just called Star Wars. And then they came up with Return of the Jedi, etc., etc. But 1977 was when Star Wars first came out. We found out who R2-D2 and C-3PO and found out who everybody was back then in 1977. The lines were incredible back then when they first came out with that movie. Unbelievable. We didn't see him until really the third one, which was Return of the Jedi. Jabba the Hutt first appeared in there. Then when they did the remakes, they had Jabba the Hutt kind of sketched in there and screened in there on the first movie, A New Hope.
Ho, ho, ho. Jedi. Ha, ha.
I'm not going to name anybody. I'm not going to mention anybody, but there was a fellow reporter and a couple of our colleagues referred to him as, they referred to him as Jabba the Hutt. I'm not saying who, though. I'm not even going to give you the slightest hint. I know who I'm talking about. A couple of my colleagues know who I'm talking about. It was absolutely hilarious. There's a couple of other funny stories about that, but I'm afraid 100% unairable. Can't do it. Won't do it. I sound like Mike Singletary there. Can't do it.
I guess. Okay.
Mulliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. We had a texter requesting Les do an entire show as Jabba the Hutt.
That would be fun.
That would be something. Yeah. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
That means a lot to us. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Dustino. The fella.
Cubbies.
He loves the Cubbies. And Kevbo. Thank you, Kevbo.
If they don't like it, I don't really give a
And Ray, you are the man that stirs the...
Thanks,
sausage
Ray.
And the drink of
yes,
exactly
the Beyond sausage.
That's it.
What we had today.
Yes, these guys.
Thank you to Duncan.
We run on Duncan. And yep. And so does the Mully and Haw show. And Kevin is running on the Impossible Burger, whatever it's called. What's it called?
The Beyond sausage, breakfast sandwich. Yeah. It was quite
plant
excellent.
Based. Yeah. Yeah, the Impossible. Whatever the
are you gonna launch into song? I'm waiting for Man of La Mancha here.
Yeah.
No. Eat the impossible sandwich.
Could yeah. Connor eat three of those sandwiches?
No,
pass out after probably. Two.
No,
and now we welcome in Dan and Connor, gentlemen.
Hi.
Connor,
hey
guys. Yeah, fellas. You know, there's a lot of talk.
Yeah, you know,
it's just again,
I lived my truth, you know, and that's what's important to me. I lived my truth. My participation trophy is on the mantle.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Nothing.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. That's what we millennials are great at.
It means he believes.
Phrases don't mean a damn thing.
He believes.
And then we put them on poster board and then so that our girlfriends can hang them in our apartments and the live, laugh, love, like all that nonsense.
The cat with the hang on.
Yeah, just hang in there, baby. Just hang in there.
Dan, were you a little disgusted by the entire process?
No, I kind of thought it was a tall order.
It seemed a little
bit. Who ate the third pizza?
Nobody.
There were five.
I brought five, and Jay and Rick and Dan took down one of the extra pizzas, and then I went through 2 1/4. And then there was that
did you eat dinner?
No, I haven't eaten since.
There's a dispute about whether dispute about whether you actually ate two. You're claiming 2 1/4.
No, I did. I ate two.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. No, I did. Bald faced
liar is what I'm hearing.
No,
he did.
And you used hot sauce?
I did. For the first whole pizza, I alternated between my favorite, Frank's, and then Crystal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Crystal brought that one too. And then after the end of the second pizza, I gave up on the hot sauce.
Wow.
And you know,
when will you eat again?
I don't know.
Late spring.
Russ asked me. Russ asked me how the after Russ Matera, our big voice guy, he came in and just wanted to check in and see how things were going. Jay actually texted a wellness check last night just to see how I was doing.
That's nice.
Russ came in and asked how the aftermath of the pizza challenge was, and I told him I will let you know.
You haven't had this much concern
for your well-being since Scorehouse.
It's true. Yeah.
Are you still all bottled up? Is that what you're
going
telling
downstairs? You take over. Okay.
I gotta check how Todd Frazier's doing.
Rushed in.
Todd Frazier is being vexed by turkeys. Harassed. Have you heard about this?
Yes, he's angry. His hometown in New Jersey got a lot of wild turkeys running around, and apparently, like I saw some video of it, they're playing poker and they're smoking and they're just up to all sorts. They were out at the pool table.
Yeah, no,
it's just bad. How dumb they are with any reflective surface. They see the turkey, they think it's a potential enemy, so they're telling homeowners to cover all the glass with plywood or paper so it doesn't reflect and the turkeys don't come up and start pecking at it. Even the reflection in the shine of a car fender, they're going up and just they're not.
It's like the two drunk guys who are at the bar and they catch a glimpse of themselves in the mirror and they're like, "Why are those guys staring at us? See that guy staring at us?" And finally, the one guy says, "I'm going to go over and do something," and the other guy stops. Says, "Wait, I think they're coming over here." Two turkeys go into a bar.
That's good.
Is Todd Frazier in danger?
I hope not.
I'm worried about him now.
Apparently, it's a nuisance, but it's also...
They've nearly come after his family.
Yes, they chase
ruined his lawn and his cars and all this kind of stuff. I mean, Todd's really put out by all these turkeys.
These are angry birds.
They are. They're an angry bird. See, I think what happens here, this is an opportunity, really, for Scorehouse 1.5. Dan McNeil and I were very excited when we read a story about a gun that shoots a net. Right? So it's got like four little pinions on either side, and you fire the thing, and it releases a net, and that's how you capture some of the wildlife. Dan and I were all about this thing. I think Score non-lethal hunting trip to Tom's River. We see if Todd Frazier's interested. We get out there. We shoot some turkeys. We grab them with the net.
Bag them up and make a meal out of it.
We get this thing back. Oh, 2 weeks, Thanksgiving. We're good to go.
That sounds okay, except for the New Jersey part.
Yeah, I mean, the travel's a little tough.
I mean, it's not really that interesting.
Will you bunk with Todd?
Everything's fine. Being mean to New Jersey?
No, it's not one of your top 10 destinations.
You know, if you want the best bagel you ever had in your life, I mean, for all the talk about New York bagels,
they're in Montreal.
They're better. Well, they're good, too.
They're really good.
Montreal.
No, northern
bagels you'll ever have in Montreal.
Different
type of bagel. They put, like, something sweet in the water. And they're smaller, and they're like absolutely covered. If you get an everything bagel, every bit of it is covered. It's absolutely the best bagel you'll ever eat.
It's also the best pastrami you'll ever have in your life. They call it smoked meat.
Yes, smoked meat.
Oh God, Schwartz's.
Yeah, that's right.
You go to Schwartz's, and they say regular, medium, or fatty. And
you have a little bit of each. It's like your bacon.
Uh-huh.
I know you.
So I usually go medium because it depends on and who's on the slicer there. And I always ask, like, why can't we get this in the United States? Because there's wonderful pastrami that you can find everywhere. But that it's apparently, maybe you can now that they've gotten rid of the EPA and they've gotten rid of all the
rules.
There's no rules. But it used to be that there were certain carcinogens in there that didn't pass muster in
this
country.
And,
oh, they're delicious carcinogens. I mean, the line's out the door.
Yeah,
but it is absolutely worth a trip there. God, it's so good.
What else? Canada, you got the, you got like all the English candy and everything. So that's phenomenal.
What else about Canada that you like?
I'm saying,
the Kit Kats. Yeah, it's a different Kit Kat.
Beyond belief.
Kit Kat?
We've had taste test here.
We got them at the Saskatoon Airport.
What do they do different?
They have the English Kit Kat. It's not the American Kit Kat. The American Kit Kat is like plasticky. The English one is the rich chocolate that you get. They make a Hershey bar in Canada because people like the richer chocolate. It's a completely different flavor Hershey bar, and it's absolutely phenomenal. Kraft Dinner, instead of like mac and cheese, they make Kraft Dinner. They call it Kraft Dinner, and it is like a more formalized version of mac and cheese. What is it called? All-dressed chips.
Okay.
You ever have all-dressed? It is unbelievable. It's just absolutely, they put
the ketchup
everything.
Ketchup chips, that thing?
They have ketchup chips, too.
Had those. A little weird.
The all-dressed are phenomenal.
And they'll serve you the HP sauce with your with your steak and with your breakfast, too, in Canada, too.
Required. I have it in my house at all times.
Yeah, you can get everything now. You can go to Mariano's in the International
You know, it's so weird. You can.
You really get everything.
Like, you can get PG tips, like,
your Heinz
the
baked
Jewel.
Beans.
It's crazy. It's amazing. In the old days, you could not get tea unless you hunted it down. It's if you have someone that is from another country or something, they like a certain type of tea, it's wonderful. Availability costs more,
never, but no,
very important.
But do you have specific tea? When you entertain, guys, you have people come over and want the specific orange pico or English black?
Well, I will order from the Amazon internet people Taifu, which is my favorite type of tea. It's a great tea, Taifu. But you go anywhere, you can get PG tips, you can get like Yorkshire Gold.
Tofu or Taifu?
Taifu.
You like Taifu with
Taifu?
Taifu
is the name of the tea.
No, never eat Taifu with tofu. It sounds like you should.
No. It's a bad mixture.
You can't do that.
What will you be eating today?
Oh, well, he's not eating anything.
Wait a minute.
Nothing. I don't think I... Damn, I'd love to eat.
When is your big overeating session?
I can't.
Every day they bring in free food.
I'm too old for that. We're going to start out with a little bit of baseball. It's
interesting. On the field.
I find it really interesting the way the Chicago baseball teams, what's being said and how they're approaching an offseason with each team in a different way, in a bit of a conflict with itself, just trying to resolve some internal tensions for both of our teams in town. Matt Miller got to look over Alabama, LSU. We're going to talk to him. Also want to get his scout's perspective on how he would go into a Colin Kaepernick showcase. What to look for, how to scout this unique situation, so he can give us some insight there. Cody Decker, the former big leaguer and the host of Swings and a Misses on Radio.com Sports on that app, he's going to join us at 10:20 regarding the Astros and all that we're learning about institutionalized cheating.
Cody has seen some stuff.
And I don't know if you read the Washington Post article from Barry Sverluga about how the Nationals prepared for this and beat them at their own game in the World Series, knew that they were doing this, had all sorts of secondary and tertiary sets of signals to confound them. It's really amazing. And I don't know what sort of victim blaming and what is opponent beware here, what's just understood skullduggery, and what is absolutely beyond the pale. It's all sort of being debated. Midday Midway at 10:40, Anthony Heron at 11. So we're busy.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Get ready for game day with Duncan Bears Friday on the Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Duncan Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Duncan. Chicago runs on Duncan.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Now, the NFL centennial season also marks the 50th season since special teams coaches were introduced into the league. Back in 1969, the great George Allen of the Rams hired Dick Vermeil, and Eagles head coach Jerry Williams gave a similar job to the great Marv Levy. Bill Cowher and John Harbaugh, though the Hoodie Man is now a head coach, his appreciation and understanding of special teams nuances may be the best in league history. As far as all-time special teams coaches are concerned, any list would have to include the aforementioned John Harbaugh, along with Mike Westhoff, Brad Seeley, John Fossil, Scott O'Brien, and of course Pete Rodriguez. Great coaches, all of them. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company. She went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. With results like...
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
David Ross.
David, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course, Lawrence, man. I appreciate you having me on. Excited to get to know you.
Same here. I'm curious. When did you know that you wanted to manage? Because it's a difference between working in a front office and working with those guys in that regard versus putting the uniform back on.
Well, I think a little bit, yeah, like you said, you sit in the dugout or even these last three years being in the front office and watching the games, you kind of manage. In your head, and I wasn't really sure about it until I got to the interview process, and I was so passionate in that interview, and I couldn't believe how much I was talking, what I believed in, and I got done. I was literally sitting in my hotel room after the first one. I was like, man, I want this bad. Man, I'm really going to be disappointed if I don't get this job.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Kind of weather that bursts pipes. Dan Bernstein here with seasons changing in Chicago. It's getting cold, and this is when basements tend to flood. And if flood disaster strikes, you say, oh my God, what do I do? There's water in my house. Well, that happened to me, and I got the phone call from my wife. There's water in the house, and the whole ceiling of the dining room is gone. Okay, great. Call Aloha Restoration, because they come out, they are unfazed by this stuff, and they know how to take it from ruined to restored to pre-disaster condition, and they're with you from start to finish. They make it like it unhappened. Aloha repairs all the damage from mold and fire and water in all of Lake County, so visit AlohaRestores.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
David Ross.
You were working, obviously, with the front office, but you were also working as a broadcaster. You were seeing everything that was going around in baseball. Looking at the Cubs from afar, what do you think that they were missing that you can now add to what they have?
Yeah, it is hard to say, you know, the exact details of stuff when you have a bird's eye view and being with a bunch of different organizations. I'll tell you this, I've seen a lot of winning over my years. I've been a part of winning with a lot of different organizations, and there's a couple things that I'm going to hold true and put my stamp on with this team. Things that I've seen with these other winning moments and winning organizations I've been a part of. Those are things I hope to bring here. And really, it's a start. It's a new start for us. It's not about what was wrong in the past. It's about being new and getting a fresh start in 2020 as me as a manager and putting my stamp on this group.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. Do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. There's still time for you to see 2020 before 2020. Just call or go online and schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It is awesome. The consultation takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process, start to finish. You'll learn everything you need to about the procedure itself, and then it's tailored to your eyes and to your prescription. I had the procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015 just today. In fact, I walk up to go take the train, and all the way down to the other end of the platform is the, you know, the monitor that shows you how many minutes away your train is. Used to be I'd have to walk a whole lot closer to that to see it, and then walk all the way back in the freezing cold to get to my spot on the train. Don't have to do it anymore. Just walk up the stairs, look down the way. Oh, a couple of minutes, all good. I'm right there where I need to be. Plus, here's a tip for you. Look into using FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You could save 20, 35% by using these pre-tax savings accounts. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they're overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrap, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle-sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank. the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
The day of the Connor McKnight three-pizza challenge.
I accept that challenge.
I'm hungry. I'm getting ready for it.
Can't wait.
I'm going to eat three. Maybe I get lucky. Maybe today's my day.
Well,
Connor is in deep trouble when it comes to the pizza.
Hey, take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
The chemicals that work here, they're big forces, Dan.
This is definitely not going well, and that third pizza is looming.
Come on, man, come on.
Yeah, he looks pretty crappy.
I'm calling it. This is over. The pizzas have defeated Connor McKnight.
Yeah.
God, he looks like a dead fish.
This has been a challenge. And, you know, if you want to let me know that I suck, feel free.
You suck. Go to hell. Don't come back. We don't need you.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. With football talk at 10, Cody Decker on the latest baseball scandal. It has been a 6 weeks of baseball scandals.
Yep, just right? Over and over. What's the next one going to be?
We're not even talking about the fact that a team employee was giving a pitcher opioids and the pitcher's dead.
Nope.
We're not even talking about that.
Nope. DEA's got to get involved in that one. There is a scandal the DEA needs to investigate, and everybody's like, wait, but they're banging on trash cans in the hallway.
The Midday Midway comes your way at 10:40, and Anthony Heron will be here in studio talking football and educating us and entertaining us, as he always does, at 11. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number, WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or a sext, please do. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
I still haven't eaten anything since yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And when you do download that app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. And the app has Rewind on it.
We just used it this morning.
We did, in
fact. We were checking in on the Mike Florio interview with Mullion Haw, and I thought I heard him say what he said about Colin Kaepernick workout on Saturday, but I was like, oh, wait, did he really just say that? Hit rewind twice, listen to it again. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, he did say it.
Yeah, it's a great feature with the DVR-type controls on that radio.com app, so avail yourself of that. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. The producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and in the back doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. So we haven't talked a lot about the White Sox, but it's very interesting to me when the GM meetings annually come around, you get a sense hearing from the guys who run teams.
Yeah.
Hearing how they are embarking on their offseason. There is usually, I mean, depending on how transparent and how straightforward the guy is, you get a window into what's going on here. And we've talked at length about the Cubs, about the reckoning, about Theo then saying he wished he hadn't used the word reckoning, about how you get angry, do something, Theo, and then you get much more restrained, business-like, keep my options open, Theo.
Yeah.
You know, send messages in code kind of thing. Well, Rick Hahn, it piqued my interest, too, when there was so much of the conversation has been about how the White Sox are perceived.
Okay.
And I've always thought the White Sox are more concerned about perception than other teams are. And maybe it's the second kid status, the fact that it's living in the hegemon of the Cubs, that kind of thing sort of drives that. Sometimes it comes from the fans, but I've always felt that under the Reinsdorf ownership, there has been, you know, through Kenny Williams, there's been an edge.
Can I ask you whose perception you think the White Sox are most interested in knowing about? Because I think there is a different perception of that team depending on who you're talking about. You're talking about White Sox Twitter. That's one perception. You're talking about the deep state White Sox Twitter. That's another perception. Talk about the national media. You're talking about MLB Network. You're talking about former players. I think those are all kind of different perceptions on one team in a way that not a lot of baseball teams have.
Well, here's the thing, too. Rick Hahn follows on Twitter. I mean, he's...
I'm sure he does.
We know he does.
And I'm sure many other GMs do.
Yes. He's just a little bit more reactive to it. And this is what I found of note. When it came to how openly they pursued Manny Machado.
Sure.
And you think, well, why do that? After an update, he's going to explain sort of what that was and maybe why it was a mistake.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipek. Do not miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Cats host UMass Saturday at 11 a.m. in Minnesota next Saturday. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. After a win last Sunday, the Bears can string together back-to-back victories if they handle their business versus the Rams on Sunday. Yesterday, quarterback Mitchell Trubisky said they're feeling a little bit better offensively, but still a little bit of work to do.
We're not exactly where we want to be yet, but a win definitely gives you confidence moving forward, because at the end of the day, no matter what you did, you came away with the result you wanted, and that's a win. So we just still got to find ways to pull together. Continue to work harder and get better and try to go 1-0 this week. So that's the focus, and we just got to continue to stick to that.
On the injury report yesterday, Trey Burton, Isaiah Irving, and David Montgomery all held out of practice. We'll hear more today when Matt Nagy addresses the media before the Bears practice again. Thursday night football this evening, an AFC North matchup, Cleveland hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over to hockey, the Blackhawks beat the Golden Knights for the first time ever last night, a 5-3 win for Chicago over Vegas. Hawks now off until Saturday. To the NBA, the Bulls will head up north to Milwaukee tonight to take on Giannis and the Bucks. We've got that on the score this evening. 6:45 is when pregame gets started. And finally, over to baseball, as the guys were just talking about there, the GM meetings continuing in Arizona this week. And Jacob deGrom won the National League Cy Young Award for the second year in a row. Justin Verlander of the Astros takes it home in the AL. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Part of what we were trying to do and what we were trying to make clear is that the eye level has changed around here, meaning that we are a logical destination for premium talent. People want to come, players want to come play for us, play for the White Sox, play on the South Side, play for Ricky, and be part of what we're building. And if last year we announced that perhaps a little too loudly, it was in part, I think, a response to the general narrative that we weren't legitimate players for such talent. Again, it would have been better if we had converted, but that's not going to change how we go about our business internally, in terms of talking to agents or talking to other clubs. That's not going to change. What we announce publicly, I think the message has already been delivered that we are a true destination for such talent. And now it's incumbent upon us to convert on some along the way.
I think that's well said by Rick Hahn, and the problem obviously being in the proof in the pudding. When you announce that you are this viable destination, mm-hmm. and you end up with Yonder Alonso and John Jay.
Yeah. And Ivan Nova. Don't forget about Ivan Nova.
But I'm not trying to make fun of him. I'm just saying he said it there. That they felt he used the word narrative. They felt that they had to say, we're in the market for Manny Machado, and then to come up $50 million short mm-hmm. in guaranteed money. You know, if you're gonna do this, you do it like Reinsdorf did it when he just went and signed Albert Bell. And you're like, oh my God, what?
All the money. He just here
the,
you go.
The biggest contract ever to yeah. Albert Bell. He just and they just went and did it. Like they did with Carlton Fisk. I mean, think about this. They did it with Carlton Fisk when they took over the team. And it wasn't about talking about it, and it wasn't about narrative. It was about just going and cutting the check.
Yeah. And that's what I think a lot of White Sox fans and those who kind of watch the team and watch the marketplace, and I put those in two different categories, just for the sake of this conversation, were kind of taken aback by last offseason's strategy, that you were so vocally out there and that for whatever, I mean, I understand that they thought they had an offer out there that was lucrative, that was a potential, you know, bank breaker, all that kind of stuff. Well, it wasn't when you tested against the rest of deals in marketplace. So the question then becomes, are you now a team that has checked the boxes for free agents? You know, are you growing? Do you have a team that's ready to win? Do you have the requisite young, talented players? And I think the answer is yes there. Are you also, you know, if you're playing baseball at that level, are you also playing baseball at the correct economic level? Do you understand what free agents want? And I think in missing the way that they did last offseason on Manny Machado, there are questions about how they're going to operate their economic structures going forward when it comes to player contracts.
I think it also, to me, this issue of how they would be concerned with the narrative and not concerned with what players do we need. We know, and he said it before, Rick has let you in a little bit before,
yeah,
about this, and what did you say, deep state White Sox Twitter? And
there's two White Sox Twitters in my mind, okay. That's for sure.
And I know you interact with that because of your previous work, and you love a lot of them very much. But Rick Hahn has said in a moment of frustration, he has decried this element that seems to be rooting against itself, that seems to be almost wanting to be right and wanting the rebuild to fail and thinking that this can't work. And I've been around the city a long time. I grew up a White Sox fan, and there is something deep and dark in White Sox fandom where you'd rather curse the darkness than light a candle. It's always been there. And I know that this some of the pugnaciousness of this White Sox ownership, some of the old school Kenny Williams stuff, some of the rules will show them. Mm-hmm. There's an internal nature to it, and I don't know if it exists in other fan bases, but the White Sox are attuned to it. The guy who runs the White Sox, the guy in charge, is attuned to it. He hears you. He's got, and I'm not saying he's got rabbit ears, but he's following on Twitter.
I actually kind of appreciate that they do. They have a fan base that is different than a lot, I think. And because there is that, there is an element of White Sox fandom that does root against the process for whatever reasons. Like, this will never work, and won't I like it when I'm right while my team sucks? You know, I don't understand that. I never really will.
You can't deny it, though.
No, it's there. But I actually kind of appreciate, at least if I think I would appreciate if I were in that group, a franchise that acknowledges my point of view and is working to disprove me. Because in that way, they're working to win ball games. At least that's the hope, right? Because if they're trying to prove me wrong, and I think the process is going to fail, and I think the rebuild is not going to work, or whatever that whole mindset is, then their work against me is to build a winner. And this is where Rick Hahn has it at the end of the day. You have to have the players. You have to convert on these contracts. The proof needs to be in the pudding. And for them last offseason, it absolutely wasn't. You know, that's the hope this year. Whether it's Gerrit Cole or Anthony Rendon, whether those guys are really beyond your capabilities of signing for a lot of different reasons, some of them outside your control.
Yeah, but they're a really important team.
They're a massively important
team. The White Sox are an incredibly important team right now because the actual major market wealthy teams, and look, all teams are wealthy. All teams can spend.
Every single
major league team can spend to get whatever free agent you want. But the ones that are in a competitive window and the ones that have spent the money are all retrenching and are all saying, well, you know, it's all about development these days.
Luxury tax.
Yeah, whether it's the Red Sox or the Cubs and talking about trading Chris Bryant or Wilson Contreras or Mookie Betts and all that, it's almost, in some respects, it's criminal to have the wealthiest, most competitive teams in the biggest markets say, yeah, we can't. That's not good business. It doesn't really correlate. It's not a one-to-one relationship and all that. And
yeah.
Which is true. Tom Ricketts is right when he says that it doesn't guarantee anything. It doesn't hurt, though.
It helps.
It certainly helps.
It helps.
To go get good players when you can. But the White Sox are in a... If you're Scott Boras, you're spending a lot of time talking to Rick Hahn.
You want very badly... If you're Scott Boras, you want very badly to make the White Sox a market-setting team.
Yep.
Even if your players don't end up there and you can't work out contracts and they go somewhere else... And I think if you're the Whites, I said this last year too, there's value to being a market setting team right now, regardless of whether you convert on some contracts. It'll be tough. That'll be a big grain of salt to have to swallow, but there is value to being out there and playing it that way. Maybe not in the public, but playing it that way privately in that marketplace, there's value to be had there.
And you heard some stuff from Theo you found interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think, like you say, there are teams almost at cross purposes right now trying to re-navigate the same area, the same ground that they were in last offseason, trying to do a little bit better. The Cubs are in that situation, and while they've been asking for a demanding change and a reckoning, there hasn't been any of that yet on field. But there is something from Theo explaining how they have changed what will be coming down the pipeline in the future. We'll get into how the Cubs are approaching these winter meetings when we come back. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Every Monday during football season is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. An incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of experts, including Olin Krutz, Eddie Jackson, Boomer Esiason, Patrick Manley, and Brad Biggs. Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
Days are coming up and you're trying to look around the edges for some extra money because you know you're going to need it, or you're trying to save some. Well, maybe you haven't thought of doing this. If you're carrying high interest credit card balances, consolidate the balances to a lower rate and save a ton of money, and do it with Lightstream. You think, well, how does that work? Well, the numbers are easy because you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That is much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. So depending on the size of your debt, you're talking about hundreds or thousands of dollars in savings. And you don't have to worry because it's a fixed rate, not a floating rate. So as rates continue to rise, your low rate stays right where it is, and no fees. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. And it's really easy. You can do the whole thing from your phone. You're not running around trying, you know, grabbing a ton of documents and making a bunch of calls. It's all streamlined. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and it is exactly what they deliver. And there's this. Just because you're listening, you can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LIGHTSTREAM.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frat, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shape their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a radio.com original podcast at radio.com or on the new radio.com app.
Hey, it's your girl, Tasha Makia.
I'm Big Dave.
Big Dave is a professional bodybuilder and personal trainer, so if you're trying to change your life,
you need to check us out on our podcast,
Big Dave's Power Half Hour, where we break down everything from fitness and exercising to nutrition, supplements, and so much more.
And I tell you the real deal. I don't sugarcoat anything.
So search for Big Dave's Power Half Hour on all podcast platforms.
Or find us on radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
We were joking about it when Theo was interviewing him for the second time. Like, what could he learn about the guy that he doesn't already know? Like, what question do you come up with?
Well, I think it's pretty funny. Theo is thorough, if nothing. Like, you know, he was telling me about the process. Well, we had an eight-hour meeting. I'm like, what do you do for 8 hours in a meeting? But I think that all Cub fans should be pretty excited about bringing back in Ross. I mean, a manager ultimately has to do two things. Right, he has to manage the game, really understands the game as well as anyone could, and people were always expecting Ross to be a manager even before he was a Cub. And then you got to manage the clubhouse, and that's about charisma and personality. Can you be a consistent motivational leader and have what all the great managers have, and that's ability to relate to players? And I think that David checks both those boxes.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
If you look, we'll have had more turnover and more of a philosophical shift in player development than any other department. But as a result of the PD changes, amateur scouting, you know, there was a vacancy atop the department, and it's really a best-case scenario for us to be able to bring in someone like Dan to lead the department. And I think we have a lot of great scouts and cross-checkers and infrastructure, and we'll continue to lean on them and incorporate a new perspective under Dan's leadership. I'm excited about it.
You don't sound excited.
No, I could use a little more excitement. More excitement from Theo there at the general manager's meetings in Scottsdale. I found it interesting. It's Bernstein and McKnight Show, by the way. We're just kind of going over both teams, the White Sox and the Cubs, and their, I don't know, kind of approaches or feel during these general manager's meetings.
This is when you learn, as a team sort of rolls out their offseason, what the buzzwords are going to be, what the your leitmotif is going to be going in, right?
So yeah, I think for both teams, you know, they get to the same answers a little bit differently because of where they were at in these last two years, really. But both GMs are kind of led to say, well, yes, but when they're asked about all the different approaches, all the new changes, all the things that they need to accomplish this offseason.
It's different with the Cubs, though, because the Cubs told you. The Cubs used the, whether he regrets it or not, he used the word reckoning.
Sure.
Major changes, systemic changes, doing things differently. There's going to be something going on with the core of their team. They can't just run it back. They can't just keep hoping that this group is going to do it. So we're all on tenterhooks because he said it.
Well,
and now you actually see them and they get there, and now it's time to do the nonlinear business of a baseball offseason.
Right.
And it's not like he can just be doing things.
No,
right?
There's not a gas pedal for him to mash down. He doesn't get to do that. He has to say, yes, but we're involved in a lot of conversations. And yes, but, you know, we have to evaluate everything. And yes, but, you know, our own internal solutions can't be completely discounted, because what baseball team does that? We can't trade everybody off the roster and then go win in 2020. Teams don't do it that way. There has been a significant amount of change in the Cubs front office, though. I mean, you've mentioned there's a director of pitcher, there's a director of hitting, there's a brand new scouting staff, there's a whole bunch of different changes. The yoga instructor has changed, the massage therapist, the strength and conditioning coach. And yeah,
mental skills.
Some of that, yeah, mental skills too. Some of it sounds, just kind of whatever, right? Like it's kind of wallpaper, but it's not. I mean,
those
things absolutely can matter. And for some teams, depending on how they're structured, who you've got, and how good those people are at their jobs, it can matter quite a bit. What will matter for sure, but not so much for 2020, is the fact that the Cubs have made a hire in the in terms of scout director of scouting. Dan Kantrovitz, who comes over to them as a Cardinals and an A's guy, all this kind of stuff. He's got a background. He's got a CV. He's got a pretty decent resume. He's got something that looks like it's brand new when it comes to how the Cubs have acquired and developed some of their younger talent. And I find it interesting because when you look at such a successful team as the Cubs have been in the last 5 years in terms of wins on a major league roster, you just don't see pitching development. There has been almost none. It's not hyperbolic. I mean, it's quite literally been almost.
Yeah, you can. None. The receipts are there if you want to use WAR.
There is none.
Right.
So that's a problem for them, obviously. So getting a pitcher to the big leagues takes a whole lot of investment and development and scouting and all this kind of stuff. And I have to imagine that on the list of things for Dan Kantrovitz to do, that's got to be one, if not 1A, right? Revamp, fix what we've been doing wrong with getting these pitchers in.
The problem is, it's like declaring you're going to make 12-year-old scotch, that it's in arrears. Once you fix it, it may be the next regime
right.
that is the one that is able to harvest the fruit. You know, because you could say, okay, we figured out how to develop pitchers. Well, when do they get to the bigs? Well, 4 years from now.
Yeah, like in that way, Kantrovitz is a little bit like a high school draft pick. It's like, great, you get excited for 48 hours, and then for another six, when that kid comes to the ballpark, you know, a month and a half later, and then I'll check back in 4 years.
Yeah, it's not football or basketball.
But Theo did kind of give a rundown on who this guy is, where he's come from, why this hire, and I think it's worth hearing because of exactly that. He will now go into the back of the still and do the wood firing on the barrels, and we'll get the scotch at some point. It just won't be tomorrow.
We're really excited to be able to bring Dan Kantrovitz on board. You know, to be able to hire somebody to run our drafts who's already held that position and already run successful drafts in the past, it's a unique opportunity. You know, guys don't usually go back from once they reach the assistant GM level, but in Dan's case, he has just discovered that his passion is running the draft, and really fits the exact profile we're looking for. He's he can scout. You know, he goes out and sees 200 players a year when he's running the drafts, and can really relate very well to scouts. And he's also got experience building advanced analytical models and combining both those worlds in a really effective manner. So I think he fills a big void for us, and look forward to working with him for years to come.
Fills a big void.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice of words. Huh?
He's gonna need to. I mean, just this is, you think about how different things could have been for the Cubs. Not that it hasn't been successful. Not that this hasn't been the golden era of Chicago Cubs baseball, because it has. We think about how different the last two and potentially next 3 years could be if a couple of top-tier pitchers had turned out of just a handful of drafts. It looks remarkably different than it does now.
So does the spending. If you look at how much of their spending has been to fill holes that would have otherwise been filled. St. John, Indiana, this is Dan on the Score. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Long-time White Sox fan. Also, when you guys were talking about how the fan base kind of is almost rooting against them, I completely agree with that. I just wonder, with the amount of talent that this team can, the organization can bring together, are they capable of developing? You know, other organizations are able to develop this. Can this field a team of all-stars and be a 500 team?
I think they've shown you some pretty good signs in terms of development. Yoan Moncada had one of the best breakout seasons in baseball last year. I mean, he was terrific. I can't remember the WARs off the top of my head, but I think he grouped into one of the top six or seven third basemen in baseball last year. I mean, that's a damn good player.
Now, the answer is going to lie in Luis Robert and in Nick Madrigal.
Yeah, and even more so, it'll lie in Kopech coming back, Dylan Cease's development. the idea
salvaging Ronaldo Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, good luck with that. I know that they believe in him. I like the stuff there too. I just, it's really tough for me to watch him and think that's not a two inning reliever kind of guy at some point.
And I don't know next year to whom you credit the resurgence of Lucas Giolito, because we know that so much of that has just been him. It's been on his own. It's been him doing it. But it's been on the watch of the White Sox.
It has been. And I know that there are some organizations, not a lot, but some organizations that would balk at the idea of a pitcher going out and trying to remake himself on his own. The mere fact that you're able as an organization to look at a guy, trust him and say, we trust you to go help yourself, that not every baseball team is confident enough to do that for a player.
Fair enough.
It's true. I mean, it's.
I think we know now true. That the baseball culture has to be more open to that than ever because of the obvious successes that players have had finding their own way and being their own corporations and their own brand and all that. You have to give them that latitude now. You can't just say, go to this guy and go to this guy and go to this guy.
Every little bit can help. I mean, it's just every little bit you can go get from this, that, or the other helps.
Matt Miller has thoughts on football. He has seen a whole lot of talent, and the names on that big board are moving around, and we'll find out what he thinks of this little dog and pony showcase coming up in 2 days in Atlanta. He's next on The Score.
David Haw here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 4-5 Bears, they have a chance to get back to .500 against the Rams, a primetime Sunday nighter. We're covering it all right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. The official truck of the Chicago Bears. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer today.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Indiana. So now you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in the state. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get yourself in to all kinds of different ways to bet games. I was just taking a look at some of the new features on the FanDuel Sportsbook app the other day, and one of them that caught my eye was the in-game parlay option. This way you can, I don't know, maybe zero in on one game. Maybe it's Kansas City and Los Angeles coming up on Monday night. Zero in on that one. Find a couple of things in the game that you like a prop bet or an over or under or just even a total, and parlay them together within the one game. If you've got a feeling about one, this seems to be a way to do it. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook is offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with the promo code Connor. That means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel will give you a refund in site credit. I mentioned it. The one I'm looking at is the Monday Nighter. It's Kansas City and Los Angeles. And I know there's a heavy favorite here, but if there's a risk-free bet coming your way, maybe this is where you make a play. Kansas City is, you know, I mean, they've not been the Kansas City everyone thought they'd be over the last couple of weeks. Anyway, don't forget, you can bet on that game risk-free. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your free risk-free bet with the promo code Connor. That's C-O-N-N-O-R. First online wager only. Refund issued to site credit. Terms apply. Must be at least 21. And for help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
En The Home Depot no solo la loza está por el piso. Los precios de todos los productos básicos para loza que necesitas para realizar tus proyectos nunca estuvieron tan bajos. Ven y llévate todo lo que necesitas para colocar tu nueva loza a nuevos precios más bajos. Desde morteros, lechada y tablones de apoyo, a esponjas y muchas cosas más. Hoy es el día para hacer más y llevarte los productos básicos para loza. Nadie tiene mejores precios en pisos que The Home Depot. Garantizado. Solo en The Home Depot. Haz más. Ahorrando. Solo en los Estados Unidos.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can